The long-anticipated question of exactly where Taiwanese company Foxconn will build its massive factory is no longer in the air. Just yesterday, the electronics giant announced the spot in Racine County, just east of Interstate 94 in the village of Mount Pleasant. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended the ceremony, where no one voiced environmental concerns. She checked with a water expert to learn more.
The scene at the Gateway Technical College Engineering Tech Space in Sturtevant was sheer jubilance. Dozens of people filled the room, with some looking down from a catwalk studded with red, white, and blue bunting. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave summed up the excitement.
I am thrilled and so very proud that an international company of Foxconn's magnitude has chosen to invest in Racine County.
Delagrave acknowledged the challenge of comprehending the size and scope of the Foxconn campus. He promised residents they'd have a chance to ask questions.
In the coming weeks, we will be holding three informational sessions throughout the county. Let me be clear, we are committed to making sure your input is part of this process. We are in this together.
Critics of the project have felt left out of the process. Nearly all Democratic state legislators voted against the huge incentives package brokered by Governor Walker's team. Critics call the $3 billion incentive package exorbitant. Others cite environmental concerns. Foxconn will use large amounts of water in the LCD screen manufacturing process, and the state incentives package exempts the company from some environmental regulations. Proponents dismiss the worries. Tim Sheehy is president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce and represented the Milwaukee 7 in Foxconn negotiations.
I think that Foxconn will lead the way in how it treats the environment here. They want to be globally recognized for treating the environment well. And again, we're not going to bend any rules. And I don't think Foxconn's going to ask us to bend any rules.
I met Tim Ellinger where Foxconn's plant would take shape to hear his thoughts. He knows a lot about the watershed the company will share. Over the last 25 years, the UWM biologist helped design and monitor a program designed to reduce flooding in Mount Pleasant, return the land to a more natural state, similar to what it looked like before farmers transformed it, making it susceptible to flooding.
They took a flood control plan that was based upon conveyance and turned it into a prairie corridor restoration project that was founded upon restoring the ecosystem of what had been here 120 years ago.
The flood control effort has worked, and there's been a side benefit. In transforming the land, project designers created 700 acres of green space and more than 7 miles of paved trails. Ellinger says corporations that share the corridor considered it an asset. They've adopted sections of the river to keep it clean, and they promote the paths and natural areas when recruiting new employees. Ellinger says he thinks the tone that's been set could influence how Foxconn treats the watershed.
Given the experience that the citizens of Mount Pleasant have had, given the experience that the elected officials of Mount Pleasant have had, I have great hope and trust that they will have those conversations with Foxconn, and that Foxconn will talk to the big industries here like SC Johnson and Case New Holland and say, hey, this is something that we can be proactive to make sure that we do what's right for the Pike River Prairie Corridor.
But Ellinger admits that protecting the environment is not as easy as getting people to sit down and talk. There's likely to be heated debate at the Racine County informational sessions and as the DNR takes up permitting for the plant. Environmental advocates will voice their concerns about how the huge Foxconn project could impact the natural resources. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.